Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. Yet another top fund house all set to go public. Airtel posts record revenue for seasonally weak second quarter. Future Group won't challenge SIAC stay on RIL deal. And Dalal Street awaits $2.5 billion bonanza. But first a quick glance at the state of the market. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 46 points down at 7 a.m., signaling possible weakness ahead on Dalal Street. Elsewhere, Asian stocks fell as concern lingered about the impact of the worsening pandemic on economic activity in some parts of the world. Shares dropped in Japan, Australia, and South Korea this morning. U.S. stocks slipped overnight as President Trump acknowledged an economic relief package would likely come after the November 3 election. The Dow fell 222 points or 0.8% and S&P 500 10.29 points or 0.30%. However, the Nasdaq added 72.41 points or 0.64%. In oil market, the oil prices slid more than 1% on Wednesday, pairing the previous day's gains on a jump in U.S. crude inventories. Brent futures fell 61 cents or 1.5% to $40.59 a barrel, while WTI crude declined 66 cents or 1.7% at $38.91 after gaining 2.6% on Tuesday. In currency market, the rupee paired early losses and settled 13 paise higher at 73.71 against the US dollar on Tuesday, tracking positive domestic equities. The dollar rebounded against major peers, the yen dipped 0.1% as did the offshore yuan and the euro. China's yuan is in focus after the nation's bank abandoned inclusion of a key factor used to calculate the currency's daily reference rate. And in bullion, the gold and silver prices in India edged lower on Tuesday as elusive US stimulus package and a stronger US dollar put pressure on the yellow metal. On MCX, December gold futures fell 0.3% to Rs. 50,679 per 10 gram, while silver futures plunged 1.12% to Rs. 61,749 a kg. In international markets, gold fell 0.2% to $1,905.06 an ounce. All in all, the sentiment looked weak on Dalal Street this morning. On Tuesday, Nifty 50 made a smart recovery and took out the immediate resistance at 11,800 level. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. Indian equities could see inflows of about $2.5 billion or Rs. 18,000 crore in November-December after global index provider MSCI confirmed it would implement new foreign ownership limit changes in its semi-annual review next month. With this, MSCI India's weight in its emerging market index could increase to as much as 8.8% from the current level of 8.1%, said Morgan Stanley. Future Group has decided not to legally challenge the Singapore International Arbitration Centre's interim ruling that has put the sale of its retail business to RIL on hold, as it has taken the view that the SIAC-appointed emergency arbitrator's verdict cannot be enforced in India. This is in contrast to its earlier position when it was planning to move the Delhi High Court against the verdict. Bharti Airtel narrowed its consolidated net loss to Rs. 763 crore in the second quarter, posting record consolidated revenue boosted by the continued recovery of its India business. India's number 2 telco saw its 6th straight quarterly loss after higher finance costs and a one-time charge. Revenue rose 22% to Rs. 25,785 crore during the seasonally weak July-September quarter. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. Tata Motors posted a consolidated loss of Rs. 307 crore for the September quarter as sales fell about one-third at its JLR unit amid sluggish commercial vehicle sales in an Indian automobile market that's seen a pickup in passenger car. Harley-Davidson is hitching a ride with local market leader Hero MotoCorp in a renewed attempt to capture the premium end of India's two-wheeler market. Aditya Birla Mutual Fund, among India's top 5 asset managers, is in exploratory talks to raise up to 2,500 crore through an IPO, seeking to leverage a maturing equity culture. Global ports operator DP World has run into trouble with minority shareholders of Shreya Shipping in India as they have objected to transactions involving DP World's purchase of the company's cargo and logistic business. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.